God's grace to you and peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text coming from our Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 24 has an interesting little piece to it. It starts as Jesus is sort of explaining why we need to keep watch. We need to keep watch because He's going to be coming and coming soon. Talking about the end of the world. Strangely enough, He is still there in the world. But yet, He's telling the world to be prepared. So, are you prepared? Are you understanding that, yes, He can come at any time and any moment? As we begin this church year with the season of Advent, we remember that, yes, Advent means that Christmas is coming soon, when our Savior takes on flesh and blood, and that first Bethlehem experience lived among us. But during the time of Advent now, for the Christian church post-resurrection times, we prepare ourselves for our Lord's second coming. You may be saying, Pastor, there's not much of a difference between our themes at the end of the church year, which prepares for His coming again, and the themes at the beginning of the church year. If you caught that, then you are 100% correct. That still, that preparation, be watchful, be ready, He is coming soon. The problem we have, however, is how soon is soon? If I told you that this worship service and sermon would be over soon, you would expect that within an hour or so, the service would be done. But if I'm still talking Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and you're still here, you might be thinking, this has gone a little far, don't you think? How soon is soon? Well, let me pick up with a little tidbit that Jesus begins with. He begins with the concept of so as it was during the days of Noah. So let's go back to the days of Noah. God told Noah to build an ark. It was going to rain, and God was going to flood the earth. What's so special about that? We know about how God saved Noah and his family and the animals on the ark. We know that God flooded the earth, but that was the first time in Scripture that it had ever rained. How did God water the earth then? Scripture talks about water coming up from underneath the earth to give the plants and trees the water that they needed to sustain themselves. So it probably never rained. Now, just keep that as a concept in your mind, and now you have this strange neighbor who says, I'm going to build an ark because it's going to rain. You can just picture the neighbor saying, Noah, it's never rained. We don't even really know what rain is, and it's going to flood the earth? How can that ever be? They didn't know about concepts of floods back then. They didn't know about the rain, but Noah built the ark. Just for right now, in the back of your mind, think, how long did it take for Noah to build the ark? Was this one of those honeydew projects you could do over a weekend? Was it something you had to take your whole entire vacation time to accomplish? Was it a lifelong dream, so to speak? Well, lifelong would probably be about right. We don't know the exact figures. You can do some calculation between when God sets up Noah to start doing this and when the flood actually came. And if you do any of those calculations, and depending on your point of view, you can come up with anywhere between 70 and 120 not days, not weeks, not months, but years. So just humor me, we'll just take 70 or 120 years. How long would you wait? If God told you to build an ark and then said, oh, by the way, it's not going to be completed until 70 years from now, would you have that patience? Because in one essence, the Christian church is faced with that dilemma right now. No, God promised that He's not going to destroy the whole world by a flood again. We don't have to worry about building arks per se. But He said to keep watch because the time is coming and we don't know the time. And it may take 70, 80, 120 years from now. It may occur tomorrow. Are you ready? The title of the sermon is it raining yet? Because typically as Christians who get a little impatient from time to time, who are expecting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come and come immediately, we might be asking the question, is it raining yet? Why should I build the ark if it's not raining? The problem is, once it started raining, it was too late. The ark had to already be completed. You didn't have time to build the ark once the first raindrops fell. What does that tell us in our Christian life? We better not delay. We need to be reconnected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The time is now, not later. Unfortunately, when we talk about the end of the world, that last judgment day, going to heaven, going to hell concept, yes, we know that Jesus is going to separate the sheep from the goats, those who believe and trust in Him as our Lord and Savior, and then those who don't. That day will come. We don't have to go too far, especially in our memory, to remind ourselves it wasn't that long ago that people predicted the end of the world. Some people thought it was going to occur when a certain comet passed by Earth. It didn't occur then. One of my favorites was about 10 years ago. There was a radio evangelist that said, the end of the world was coming in September 1994. And I remember joking with my adult Bible class at that time. And I said, you know, I'm hearing from our high school youth group that this is really true. They're telling me that the end of the world is going to take place during September 1994. This was in August of 1994. And I had the Bible class really going for a while, sitting out there at the edge of the seats, and I said, and I'm beginning to believe this. And they're looking at me going, Pastor, no one knows the end of the world. And I'm going, well, yeah, but they're telling me this. And they're thinking, well, what's so special about September 1994? Well, for me, it was when I turned 30, and the youth always told me there's no life after 30. Well, that was over 10 years ago, and I guess I'm still alive. So I guess there is life after 30. Plain and simple, no one knows the end, when the end is going to occur. Actually, if you just pick up our same gospel reading and back up one verse sets the scene. Jesus was basically saying no one knows when that last day will be. Only the Father knows. And then goes into the beginning of our text dealing with Noah. So where does that leave us now? Is it raining yet? Actually, when I was preaching the sermon on Saturday night, it was raining. It was that cold, wet, damp, yucky rain. No one wanted to be out in that rain. You know, that rain that sort of just makes you feel miserable. And it's during those times in life when we start feeling miserable, we have to ask ourselves, when is the Lord going to be coming? Those times in our lives where we may feel depressed, where we may feel down and out, those times in our lives where it seems like nothing is going right, we may be thinking, is God really out there? Is He really listening? Does He even care about me? And the answer to that is yes, yes, and yes. God is out there. He does care about you. Then why do the rains need to come? Why do we need to have those depressing moments, so to speak, in life? Why does it seem like the world is gathering up and beating down on us? Let me back up for a moment with Noah. It was through the rain that God accomplished His plan. It was through the rain that God saved Noah and his family. It was through the rain that God cleansed the whole world. Now let me just apply that to our own lives. It's through the depressing rain of our own lives that God teaches us a very important lesson. There may be some days that we wake up and it's raining and it's dismal outside and we don't want to get out of bed. There are those days where we feel like the whole world is ganging up on us and attacking us, and we feel like we have no strength and energy at all. There are those days where we just feel totally miserable. And we may be saying, where is God in all this? And God is there, keeping His promise. Where is He? Well, we have to ask what's going on in our lives during that time. You see, let's talk about the opposite. When the sun is shining, and it's warm and it's bright, everyone is carefree. Everyone is thinking about their own way in life. And unfortunately, during those times, we get so detracted from God's grace and His mercy, we start thinking about other things. Our toys, our future, the plans we're going to be making. Other things start consuming our lives and we get busy with other things. But when the rains and the depression of life consume us and beat us down like a bad storm, we realize that those toys, those gadgets that are now on sale right after Thanksgiving, what we want for Christmas concepts, really are meaningless and nothing. They don't provide life. They don't provide nourishment to the soul. And at that point, during the reins of our own lives, we begin to get an understanding and we start saying, well, where is God? Why are we not asking that question when it's bright, sunny, and everything's going our way? Because we are so detracted by the things around us. We need the reins of our lives to remind us that, yes, He is there, to give us that strength, to pull us through. He is there during the best of times and the worst of times. Is it raining yet? Sometimes we need those reins in our lives to remind us that He is there, to remind us to keep watching. Yeah, we may not like it. We may want the bright and sunny day, but how watchful are we? How connected to God are we when everything seems to be going our way? The boss comes up to you and says, oh, here's a couple $1,000 raise for you, just because I like you. It almost never occurs. But what happens when things start going our way? We start losing things, like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not so watchful. We think we got things under control. We think we can handle it. But when the rains and the depressing part of today's world and sin start coming down on us like a bad rainstorm, pouring in buckets, usually our first reaction is, Lord, where are you? Strengthen me. And pardon my pun, now we're in the right boat. When we start needing our Savior again, we're in the right boat. When we understand that, yes, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, says, be watched, I can come at any time and moment, we're in the right boat. Noah and his family were in the right boat. The boat was made, it was prepared, it was ready for them, and the rain started. Are you prepared when the rains of life start? Are you in the boat? Well, let me ask you right now, in the back of your mind, are you in the boat right now? Funny thing is, how would you answer that? Some of you may say, well, right now I'm at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in West Chicago, Illinois. But are you in the boat? You may be saying, but Pastor, I'm sitting there in the pew. Are you in the boat? Look around you. You see the decorations for Christmas. You see the church. Are you in the boat? Strangely enough, the answer is yes. Downstairs we have our fellowship hall. But what is this part of the sanctuary of the church called? Very often, the nave, considered the boat. The place in where God's word comes and saves you. The early Christian church picked up on this concept and this term to remind us that, yes, we are in the boat. Is it raining yet? If the storms of your life are consuming you and you see a lot of dreariness and a lot of coldness and a lot of pain and misery, are you in the boat that saves you? Are you keeping watch, knowing that you are safe and secure in God and His Word? Or are you still being detracted by thinking, oh, what are the rest of the holiday preparations I need to make before Christmas comes? The main thing on our mind should not be what's the next gift or toy I'm going to receive. But as Jesus says in our text, are you keeping watch? Are you looking for Him to come? Because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. All three of our readings for today bring up the same point. Paul reminds us that how we need to clothe ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ, do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful flesh. Why? When we gratify the desires of the sinful flesh, and that is our main thought process, we leave the boat. Again, in our Old Testament reading, we hear about coming to the Lord's mountain. We hear about, in the last verse, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We return to the boat. We're in the boat at that time. Is it raining yet? So as Christians still living this side of the resurrection, but yet this side of eternity, we have to wait and wait patiently. It took many years for Noah to build that ark, for the ark to be ready. But once it was ready, in the Lord's time, it rained. The flood occurred. The cleansing took place. Jesus is saying, it's going to come again. Are you in the boat? Don't ask, is it raining yet? Are you connected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? We are connected to Him through His Word. We are connected to Him through His Word and sacraments, Christ's body and blood, with the bread and the wine. It is in Him we have life, not the after Thanksgiving sales. They may be nice, but life comes from Him and Him alone. So when the world seems to be getting the best of us, when the holiday blues seem to come, when it seems like we're not being connected at all, that's the time we need to really keep watch. Come back to God's Word. God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. He wants us in the boat. He wants us to be with Him in heaven above. And He says, I will strengthen you with my word so that you remain in the boat. I will keep you there because I want to save you. We just have to keep watch because it may rain in any moment. Until that day, we ask the Lord to keep us safe in His boat, the church. And one last thing about this boat, the church, so to speak, is after our worship service, we typically have the announcements, and then we have that greeting. And that greeting is more than just getting to know each other and saying hi. But during that greeting can also come that encouragement of good Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, encouraging one another to remain in the boat, to remain faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because we need that encouragement. The storms of life are always on the horizon. So we ask ourselves as we begin this church year, is it raining yet? Are you in the boat? In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.